Hello, my name is Eli Tuckman, and thank you for joining me in our study of Mishnayos, Maseches Pesachim. The word afikoman comes from Greek, and originally referred to some kind of dessert or party that would take place after dinner, and so something that is post the meal. And therefore, Mishnayos says, Ve'in maftirin achar ha-Pesach, afikoman. We don't add on to the end. After the Korban Pesach, afikoman. There's no dessert, there's no party. The Korban Pesach is the last thing we eat that night, because we should have the Korban Pesach, the taste of the Korban Pesach should be what remains in your mouth. And that's it. And so, Ein Maftir Nachar Pesach Avikoman means basically the Korban Pesach is the last thing. Nothing comes after that. Nowadays, of course, we don't have the Korban Pesach, so we substitute in matzah. So the taste of matzah should be the last thing that's left in your mouth. And so really, it would be more proper to say it nowadays, Ein Maftir Nachar HaMatzah Afikoman. But now, over the course of 2,000 years, gradually, the word Afikoman began to be associated with that final matzah that we eat in place of the Korban Pesach, which is eaten ala sova, right, and will be the last thing in our mouth. So in the time of the Korban Pesach, so we would have dinner, which includes the Korban Chagiga and includes the Korban Pesach, and the last thing that you would have would be your Korban Pesach, which is nachal al hasova, as you're getting full, and that's it, you're done for the night. And so we've replaced that with matzah, which is the last thing you eat as you are getting full, and we don't have anything else over the course of the night. Second half of our Mishnah is bringing us back to the discussion of the chabura that is eating the Korban Pesach. We know that a Korban Pesach is eaten by a group. It has to be a group that is set aside in advance. They have to be menuyim on the Korban, and then they can eat it, but they have to eat it in one place and in one group. You can't participate in a Pesach in more than one group. You can't have a Korban Pesach eaten in more than one place. Unless the chabura is actually split, but each one has to be its own individual place, and so typically, in every seder that I've been at, as the seder kind of reaches on towards late, somebody starts to drift off, and so the Mishnah says Yashnu Miktsasan, if some of the people in the chabura fall asleep, so. Fine, no problem. Yochelu, when they wake up, they can continue to eat, as long as one member of the chabura was awake throughout. And so then, if that's the case, then the seuda continues, and the people who are asleep when they wake up can continue. However, kulan, if everyone in the chabura fell asleep, lo yochelu, they are not allowed to eat anymore. Why is that? Because if everyone fell asleep, then when they awaken, it is basically as if it is a brand new meal. Right, they're sitting down to eat again. And since the Korban Pesach can only be eaten in one meal, by one group, in one place, they are no longer allowed to eat this animal because it was already eaten in a different group, but same people, same place, but different meal because it was before they all fell asleep. And therefore, they're not allowed to eat the Korban Pesach anymore. Rabbi Yossi modifies this slightly, disagrees with the Chachamim, and is a little bit more mekel. Nisnamnu yochelu. If they didn't really fall into a real sleep, they're just kind of drifting off. What do you mean drifting off? What's nisnamnu? It's that the Gemara explains that if somebody would call your name, you would respond, but you wouldn't necessarily be able to like answer their questions rationally. That's nisnamnu. So if you fall asleep a little bit, you're drifting off. Even if they all drifted off, but they didn't all fall asleep, then they could still eat it because the seuda is not considered closed, as long as somebody is still sort of there. Nir demu, however, if they fully fell asleep, so then even Rabbi Yossi agrees, that's it, that's the end of the seuda, and when people wake up, it's too late. The seuda is over, and they can no longer continue eating that Korban Pesach.